This is Fresh Air. Alto saxophonist Charlie Parker, nicknamed Bird, was one of the single most influential jazz musicians. Critic Kevin Whitehead says it wasn't just other horn players who started phrasing like him. Pianists, drummers, and everyone else did too. Now a batch of previously unknown Parker performances from 1949 to 52 is out. Here's Kevin's review.
On the downbeat, 2, 3, yeah. Okay.
Charlie Parker on alto saxophone from Unheard Bird, the unissued takes on Verve. This new batch of Parker scraps and alternate takes has kicked up a spirited debate among jazz watchers. Do they reveal anything new about a great musician who's already so extensively documented? For other fans, the reaction is less complicated. You mean 60 years after he died, now we have more Charlie Parker? Charlie Parker with a studio big band in 1952. Despite one famously disastrous recording date and his self-medication with alcohol and heroin, Bird could be amazingly consistent on record. He sounds so poised and polished, you could miss his brilliance. He makes improvising on the highest level seem too easy, even at crazy tempos. It's hard to think that fast every second, and Parker had pet licks he'd insert into a solo, giving him time to plot his next move. But every improvisation was freshly conceived. Listen to him on an alternate take of an unnamed fast blues with Buddy Rich on drums. The anthology Unheard Bird premieres 21 complete performances and a variety of incomplete takes with full or partial Charlie Parker solos. One reason he sounds consistent on record: if he didn't feel like a solo was measuring up to his standard, he might break it off. There are also, among these newly issued performances, a bunch of false starts. Some of those are absurdly short. But some longer scraps suggest how much work went into Parker's seemingly effortless playing. Producer and Birdaholic Phil Shapp edited together a sequence of false starts as Parker and company grapple with his blues line, Bloom Dito. On the first take here, he misses his own entrance and apologizes. That's Thelonious Monk on piano and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet with Buddy Rich again.
Forgive me, I misunderstood it myself. Okay, do it again.
What's up, bro?
Cut, please.
You know it's a tough tune when Dizzy Gillespie stumbles. Unheard Bird on two CDs also contains the previously released master takes of the 18 tunes involved, so you can hear how all that preparation paid off. There are 6 new complete takes from Parker's so-called South of the Border session with Latin tunes, congas, and bongos. That date really shows off as uncanny timing. Charlie Parker had it all. Mastery of harmony and his horn, speed, wit, and melodic imagination. Unheard Bird is more for experts than the casually curious, but there's a lot here to catch anybody's ear.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Charlie Parker Unheard Bird, the unissued takes. Coming up, John Powers reviews the new film comedy War Dogs. This is Fresh Air.